Regular listeners will not be surprised when I report that I've been to a few Major League Baseball games. Okay, a lot of Major League Baseball games, and at each and every one, I stand fully prepared to elbow aside small children and push down grandmothers if that will help me catch a foul ball. Once, just once in my life, it happened for me. Three seasons ago, a part-time New York Yankee infielder named Craig Wilson dribbled a grounder right to my seat behind third base. As I leaned over and grabbed it, my cell phone fell out of my shirt pocket, but somehow logic dictated that an $8 baseball was well worth the loss of a razor. As it turned out, third base coach Larry Boa picked up my phone and handed it back, so I could immediately start calling everybody I knew. We suspect that some of you have foul ball stories of your own, and with the World Series set to get underway tomorrow night in the Bronx, we'd like to hear them. Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Zach Hample knows a thing or two about the art of catching a baseball in the stands. He has over 4,000 Major League Baseballs to his name and swears he has not come home empty-handed from a game since 1993. Zach Hample joins us from a bureau in New York. His book is called How to Snag Major League Baseballs. Zach, nice to have you with us on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
So how do you position yourself to catch a foul ball?
Well, it would certainly help if I had tickets like you and I could sit in the front row down the third baseline. That's certainly a great spot.
Every once in a while. It was just that was just a great seat, and I was so lucky.
Well, I should point out one thing, that I don't have over 4,000 foul balls during games. The total of over 4,000 includes batting practice. So, it's one of those things. I have caught 124 foul balls during games over the course of my baseball snagging career. Just wanted to clear that up.
Okay, well, batting practice, is obviously you show up a couple of hours early, and it's a lot of fun to watch batting practice. And, boy, they smack them into the stands, almost all in fair territory, though.
They certainly do. And whether you're going for a home run ball, a foul ball during BP or the game itself, one of the most important things is to make sure that you actually have some room to maneuver. You don't want to ever be trapped in the middle of a long row of fans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to go to a stadium where they have a cross aisle that runs through the seats that provides for some lateral movement, that is key. You want to try to sit as close to that aisle as possible, because the odds of a ball coming directly to you are pretty slim. And then, of course, if there's someone crazy like you who's going to be throwing elbows, even if it does come to you, you might not have a chance to get it.
And I suppose your odds go up if you wanted to go to a late August game that the Florida Marlins are playing when they're in last place.
Yes, or the Orioles or the Pirates or, all those teams. It's kind of a tricky situation for me. I actually don't have a favorite team, but I grew up rooting for the Mets, and in 1993, when they were in the process of losing 103 games, I should have been miserable. But I realized the more they lost, the fewer fans actually wanted to go to Shea Stadium, and I realized I had less competition that way. So I was kind of torn between rooting for the Mets and rooting for my own personal gain. But I don't know.
I spent two delicious summers unemployed living in Queens. They happened to be the summers that the Yankees and the Mets shared Shea Stadium. And
oh
so there was a game there almost every single day. And for $1.30, you get a seat in the upper stands. But, boy, the upper tier of a three-tiered stadium is not the place to be to get a foul ball.
Generally not, though. Yankee Stadium, the old stadium, the front of the upper deck was actually pretty close down compared to other upper decks. So there were balls.
If you didn't suffer from vertigo.
Well, yeah, it was also pretty steep, too. So sometimes you have to risk other factors. You have to risk bodily harm and sit out in the rain if it's pouring because, again, the fake fans will be hiding underneath the overhang in the concourse. If you're willing to sit out there and get drenched down in the actual seating bowl, you can really pick up a few extra souvenirs that way.
We've got some listeners on the phone who have foul ball stories or maybe home run stories of their own or BP stories. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Steve's on the line. Steve calling from Cleveland.
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, go ahead. Where did you get your ball?
Well, in the bad old days, same thing in Cleveland. They didn't count the house they named them, so we didn't have a lot of competition. And one day we found ourselves sitting in the front row on the first baseline, my little 7-year-old son at the time, and he had his baseball glove with him. And it was a cold day, so there were even fewer people in the stands, and there happened to be this foul ball just laying on the warning track in front of us that everybody was lusting after. So between innings, the first base umpire, who happened to be Al Clark, walked over, picked up the ball, and put it in his pocket, which made us all sad. But a moment later, he came over to my son, and he said, "Hey, son, let me see your mitt." My son gave him his mitt. The umpire put it on his glove and pounded it, you know, pounded the pocket a couple times and said, "Nice mitt, son," and gave it back to him. And when he opened it up, the ball was inside the mitt.
Oh, that's a nice story.
Nice.
Yeah. That was in the days when the umpires were still American League umpires and National League umpires. And I do remember somebody asking, as they announced Al Clark umpiring at first base, how come he got to have his name on his hat?
Al, right.
Nice. Steve, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Your son, I bet, still has that ball.
You betcha.
You betcha. Thanks very much.
You know, there's another way to get baseballs from umpires. Think about it. The umpires have to enter and exit the field before the game. And at the end of the game, the home plate umpire will probably have a few extra baseballs in the pouches on his hip. And if you know where those umpires exit the field, and if you can actually get past security, or if you're lucky enough to have a ticket down in the front row there, you can very well get that umpire to hand you a ball on his way out.
But it's not a game-used ball.
You know, it's true. It would be a game-rubbed ball with mud.
From the Delaware River, yes, indeed.
You know, and there's just so many different ways to connect to the game. Some people like to keep score, and some people play fantasy baseball. And for me and so many other people, we love to take home a part of it, and that's really the allure of the whole thing.
Do you keep track of who hit every ball you've got?
I try to. Sometimes, you know, if I am there before the game and players, if I'm way out in the outfield 400 feet from home plate and players are wearing their warm-up jerseys over their uniform numbers, if I can't identify a guy based on his batting stance, then I won't know who hit it. But I do keep very detailed statistics and just information on my computer and on my blog about this. So, yeah, it's very well documented.
And let's talk to Gary. Gary with us from Jackson, Wyoming.
Yeah, well, I'm a Yankees fan. This is actually a Mets World Series story. In 1973, I was 14 years old, and my dad happened to get four seats to the World Series. I've got two other brothers, so there are five of us in our family, and only four of us could go. And we happened to get, they put two temporary rows of seats on the first base and third baseline. So we were second row, almost right down on the field, and Gene Tennis of the Oakland A's hit a pop fly right to me. The only foul ball that's ever come even close to me in my entire life. I had it in the palm of my hand, and someone knocked me down from behind, and it fell out of my hand and started rolling down the aisle. And only then did I look up and realize that it was my dad who was crawling down the aisle to get the ball for my younger brother who wasn't at the game.
Oh.
And he got the ball, and we have it to this day.
And you know, is it in one of those cubes? And you know that Gene Tennis was the guy who hit it?
I know that Gene Tennis was the guy that hit it. I don't believe it's in one of those cubes. It just is a baseball that we've got somewhere in you know, my brother's house somewhere lying around. But the story lives with us forever.
And your father proud of getting that ball for you?
He's proud of getting that ball, even though he did have to knock me down. I don't think he had any qualms about it.
No truth to the rumor that I was at that game. Thanks very much, Gary.
Nice.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. This email from Michael in San Rafael. I've always dreamed of how I could die happy if I were ever to find an ancient Roman coin while walking on a beach in Italy. Catching a foul ball at a major league game would be a close substitute. And this from David in Cincinnati. Catching foul balls is easy. Real fans aspire to catch home runs. I have a home run ball hit by the late Kirby Puckett of the Minnesota Twins on July 20th, 1987. I was sitting in center field, and I still remember how the lights were reflecting off the ball as it lofted toward me. It glanced off my hand and landed at my feet, where I snatched it immediately. The ball still sits on my dresser. And I wonder, Zach Campbell, how many of your balls are home run balls?
I've gotten 11 home run balls during games. One of them was tossed up by an outfielder after it bounced back down onto the field, so that one kind of has an asterisk in my book. But a few of my home runs were pretty important baseballs. Like, for example, I caught Barry Bonds' 724th career home run.
Wow.
I also caught the last Mets home run ever hit at Shea Stadium, and two of the last 10 ever hit at the old Yankee Stadium.
And what is the art of catching a home run ball? You just have to be in the right place at the right time?
Well, that's certainly part of it. There's a lot of luck involved, but as Branch Rickey said, luck is the residue of design. Positioning is obviously a huge part of it, and one thing that helps, and again, this can apply to foul balls as well as home runs, you can really try to think like a manager or a scout and think about all the different factors. For example, I always pay close attention to the pitching matchup. Are there lefties pitching? Are there righties pitching? Because managers prefer to stack their lineups with batters who hit from the opposite side of the plate from which the pitcher throws. So if there are two lefties going, for example, there'll be a lot of right-handed batters in the lineup. All the switch hitters will be batting righty. So if you're going for a home run, well, most batters pull home runs. Righties would be hitting home runs to left field. But foul balls generally, they're a result of the batter swinging late and underneath the ball, so they'd go to the opposite side, like the first base side of the stadium. So you can really pick your spots according to the pitching matchups and other factors as well.
Let's talk with Chris. Chris with us from San Francisco.
Hi. I'm actually calling about a foul ball story in Japan. I was with my junior high school exchange program for 3 weeks, and we were in the Kansai area in Kyoto and Hiroshima. I think it was the Hiroshima Carps versus the Yakult Swallows. Anyways, a foul ball was hit over near our group, and my buddy and I ran over. He's the one who actually picked it up. But the big surprising thing after we were so excited about getting this foul ball is that the ushers came and made us give the ball back because
no.
They wouldn't allow you to keep the ball.
Oh, yeah, they do that in Japan.
What, they can't afford another $8 ball?
They actually used to do that here in this country as well. Fans were not allowed to keep foul balls. At the turn of the 20th century, actually, there was an actual rule that teams could put employees in the stands to retrieve foul balls from the fans who caught them.
Well, profit margins were a little lower those days, and they hadn't quite realized that if a fan gets a foul ball, he's a fan for life.
Exactly. Well, things changed over the first couple decades of the 20th century, and thank God for that, because I might not be talking to you otherwise.
Chris?
This was during the bubble economy in Japan, so it certainly wasn't a financial issue, but I think they still have that rule today, although I'm not certain.
All right, Chris. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're talking with Zach Hampel, who's collected more than 4,300 balls from Major League ballparks, a lot of them in batting practice, but some, as he's mentioned, famous home runs. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go next to Kathy. Kathy with us from Walkapaw, is that right, in Wisconsin?
Well, it's called Wapaka, Indian name.
Okay.
I caught it wasn't exactly a foul ball, but I caught it at Royal Stadium in June of 1983. This was when Bill Cottle was pitching for the Seattle Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname was the Inspector. So I brought a stuffed Pink Panther that I had to the game with me. And we were about the only Mariners fans in Royal Stadium that day. And he yells, "Hey, hey," and sees the Panther. And so he threw me a baseball, and I caught it in the stands. I still have that ball.
And if he'd shown that kind of accuracy, he might have had a longer career.
I think he hurt his arm.
Oh, well.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad. You still have that ball, and you will always remember the name of Bill Cottle.
Oh, darn right.
Yeah. That's a great story.
Oh, thanks.
Bye-bye, Kathy.
And, you know, that's a good point that Kathy brought up. Getting baseballs tossed by the players and coaches is certainly a great way to actually get one. You know, you do it in baby steps. You show up at batting practice, you get a ball tossed to you. Maybe the next time you try to get a home run ball that might land in the seats, then you work your way up to the game itself, go for a foul ball maybe, and then the big money, that's the actual game home run ball.
And there are places, as she mentioned, Royal Stadium in Kansas City. There's this big grassy area in dead center field. It's the so-called batter's eye, which is supposed to be kept blank so the batter can see the ball coming out of the pitcher's hand. Nevertheless, a lot of home run balls land there, and you see people scrambling over the wall and running out onto the grass to see if they can get it.
Yep, I think that's in at the ballpark in Arlington, right?
The ballpark in Arlington has one
Texas
of those two.
Rangers,
yes,
ballpark.
Texas Rangers ballpark.
Right. Kansas City, that's a fantastic stadium. They renovated this year, and I actually set my one-game record, most baseballs, including batting practice, 32.
Wow.
Yeah. I had a great three-game series, 59 balls in three games.
Do you bring your glove to every game?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And, you know, people will say that, oh, if you're 12 years old, you shouldn't bring your glove, but come on. All these baseballs that I caught, I definitely would not have caught the Barry Bonds home run without a glove. Definitely would not have caught the last Mets home run at Shea without a glove because it was so crowded. And a lot of times the glove just gives you a few extra inches of reach. With the Bonds home run, I was leaning as far as I possibly could over a railing and caught the ball in the very tip of the glove. So if I'm barehanded, there's no way I come home with that ball.
Well, let's talk with Ellen. Ellen on the line from Kansas City.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My husband took my daughter to a game a couple of years ago. She was about 8, and about a couple innings in, he sent me a text message on my phone, showed Libby holding a foul ball. A couple innings later, he sends me another picture. She's holding 2. A couple innings later, she's holding 3.
Wow.
Three in one game. I think she ended up giving the third one to another kid at the game.
Ellen, is your daughter still single? And Zach, are you looking for a date?
I'm all set for now, but thanks.
Well, I'm sure he's willing to wait for a skill like that.
That's pretty good.
We'll put her on hold.
Ellen, thanks very much for the call. Tell your daughter congratulations.
Thanks.
Here's an email from Todd in Denver. My company has his seats right behind the visitor's dugout at Coors Field in Colorado. I have gotten to a handful of games each year. In my first in those seats, Sean Green, then the first baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers, threw me a ball as he was coming into the dugout. I got the ball and looked down at this six-year-old kid that had puppy dog eyes, and I gave him the ball. In the years since, that same kid has gotten at least two balls each game I have been to from various players and coaches at the end of each inning. Worse still, his younger brother is now getting into the act. Bitter, bitter, bitter. Do you remember who hit the first ball you got, Zach Sample?
It was actually thrown to me during batting practice at Shea Stadium. It was by a pitcher on the Mets, and I don't remember who, unfortunately. The first foul ball I ever got, kind of a funny story, 1992, Shea Stadium. It was hit by Darren Fletcher, a lefty, and I was over on the third base side. The ball landed a few rows behind me. I sort of turned and bent down and looked over my seat behind me, and amazingly, I saw the ball trickling right down the steps towards me, so I lunged and grabbed it. And then, having seen fans celebrate their foul ball snags on TV, I decided to jump up and hold up the ball triumphantly, but unfortunately, I had forgotten that I ducked underneath an orange metal railing.
Ooh.
And just whacked the back of my head while standing up, so throbbing pain but jubilation at the same time.
Held on to that baseball.
Oh, you know it.
All right. Zach Hampel, thank you so much for your time today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Zach Hampel, I assume you're on your way out to Yankee Stadium tomorrow?
A ticket yet, but I'm working on it.
Zach Hampel with us from our bureau in New York. His book is called How to Snag Major League Baseballs. And as we mentioned, he joined us from our bureau in New York. And good luck getting that World Series ticket tomorrow. So Baby Einstein didn't make your baby smart. We'll tell you what might. Join us tomorrow for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.